Today I'm privileged to have as my guest Mr. Baseball, Branch Rickey. 50 or 100 years from now, my only claim to fame may well be the fact that I was the first Negro to play Major League Baseball. This could never have happened had it not been for Branch Rickey. I'll be talking to Mr. Rickey, the president of the New Continental League, right after this important message. Mr. Rickey, any plans for trying to have a uniformity of ballparks? I think when I was in baseball, many people want to know, why wouldn't a new league, if it starts, try to make all
We're very definite in the construction of our parks. We're hoping that we'll approximate the same number of feet to the left field and the right field foul line corners.
I think this would certainly add considerably.
It means more to your, as you well know, it would mean more to your records.
Yes.
To your statistics.
Sure.
At the end of the year in judging players.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rickey, another thing. With Little League flourishing all over the country, don't you think the forming of the Continental League would give great hope to these youngsters who want to get in?
It percolates down. It is entirely possible, Jackie, that this game's future lies in the direction of a prevailing number of cities, all Major League. 179 million people with 20 great cities, three times the population of the ones in the American League. They need it. They ought to have it. They respond to it. And that's an invigorating and an inspiring thing. And while it rehabilitates the minor leagues, it reaches clear on down. Artistically, the high spot in baseball is the major leagues. The amateurs, the down to the little leagues, they must be inspired. And the more we play it, the more we find recreation, recreational pursuits for the boyhood of America, the more you attack the juvenile problem, the vacation period in the summertime. This thing of nothing to do is the most damnable thing that can come into a boy's life. They're not creative. You can have great symphonies written by people of leisure, people who are masters of their own time. But you give leisure, nothing to do, pure idleness, to people who have no creativeness, and most boys do not at their ages, it can be a tragic thing.
Well, Mr. Rickey, I just want to say that I think you know how I feel. I sincerely want to say that I hope that God gives you many, many more years of successful effort here in this country of ours.
Thank you, Robbie. Your kind words must be somewhat extravagant because of our long and pleasant personal relationship.
That just about does it for now. See you soon.